tall with hideously blotched and peeling skin. One was scratching at her breasts as she walked up the hill, leaving bloody furrows in the ulcerous flesh.
Wait!
Judgment was critical. The moment would come when the first of the muties would reach the crest of the hill and be able to see clear across the patio, and would be able to see the pile of scrap that had passed for blasters. The hammer would fall at that moment. To be sure of total victory, each of them had to take out at least three of the muty band.
We got a social sum with your buddies and them old wags in the hollow, boy!
In another 10 yards, they'd be in a position to see over the low wall around the yard, but they were still too scattered for an ideal slaughter. The steepness of the hill had strung them out more than Ryan had hoped, but it wasn't going to be a situation with a second chance built in. He watched the seamed, pocked face of the chief of the pack of muties, trying to read his eyes, watching for the second of shock when the man would realize that he'd been fooled.
Yeah, we right glad that... What the fuck?
Now!
Ryan reached behind himself and drew the long-barreled revolver, leveling it and squeezing the trigger in a single fluid movement. Ryan had cocked his blaster before concealing it, giving himself another moment of advantage. Just as Ryan fired at the leader of the scabbies, the man slipped and fell on hands and knees. The bullet sliced through the air over his head, missing him by 18 inches. The leader fired a burst from the hip with his Armalite.
Fucking kill him!
Hun, Locks, Ben, and Ray all had their blasters drawn, pouring lead at the straggling wave of attackers. Ryan aimed and fired off four careful rounds. He had the satisfaction of seeing four scabbies go down, each hit with a killing shot, either through the head or upper chest. Ryan saw Hun put down three with her first two shots, bracing the sawed-off shotgun against her hip. She quickly broke the gun and flicked out the two empty smoking cartridges, then thumped in two more rounds. The gun continued to boom its scarred hail of death. Ray, Ben, and Locks were also issuing tickets for the last train to the coast. Wreathed in powder smoke, the tiny girl stood between the two taller men, her handmade 38 thunder. In the first half minute, Ryan reckoned they'd killed 10 or 11 of the scabbies. Then the muties were over the low wall and on top of them, firing their blasters, dropping empty guns, and attacking with a variety of knives and cleavers. One of the muty women, bleeding from a shotgun wound, dove toward Locks, whose pistol was also empty. Ryan swung around and snapped off his last shot at the scabby, but the bullet only nicked her ribs, making her stagger, but not putting her down. The butcher knife she wielded opened up Locks' throat, almost severing her neck. Blood jetted out like an arterial fountain, and Ryan knew at that second that Locks was gone. Ray spun to his left and fired at the scabby, the bullet exiting between her shoulders in a gout of shredded flesh. At the same moment, a round from the scabby leader's Armalite hit him in the thigh, and he went down. Hun's scattergun roared again, and Ryan saw two of the surviving muties vanish in a welter of smoke and crimson spray. Ben was backing into the house, followed by a tall, naked man. The Uzi chattered, and the scabby came staggering out, his body jerking under the impact of the bullets.
Ryan, behind you!
Ryan turned to confront the scabby's leader. The Armalite was no longer in his hand, and blood ran down his left arm. In his right hand, he held a murderous ice pick.
Bastard!
Ryan threw his empty pistol at him, but the muti's reflexes were quick, and he ducked under it. Ryan, stumbling over the junk on the patio, suddenly remembered Walt's bell-mouthed blaster and ran for the doorway.
Ben! Out of the way!
The floor was slick with spilled blood, and the one-eyed man went down, sliding towards the blaster.
Shit!
In a moment, he turned like a cornered wolf and snatched up the gun. The butt was sticky to the touch, and Ryan fumbled for the unfamiliar trigger, heaved the hammer back, and locked it. There was no way of knowing in advance if the heavy blaster was charged or not. The scabby burst in through the doorway, the sunlight glinting off the needle tip of the ice pick.
I'll kill you, motherfucker!
The trigger was so stiff with caked grease and dirt that Ryan had to jerk on it twice, feeling his heart almost stop at the first failure. The muty was in midair when the blunderbuss finally fired. It felt like there were a couple of cans of black powder rammed down the barrel, as well as 10 pounds of assorted nails and chunks of iron and steel. The explosion was deafening, and the stock kicked back against Ryan so hard that he fell to the floor. He saw the flash and smelled the bitter smoke, but he couldn't see the effect of the blaster. The scabby was suddenly on top of him, kicking and fighting. Ryan's face was flooded with blood. In the confusion of the fight and his head hitting the floor, he couldn't be sure whose blood it was. The antique blaster rolled against his leg, and he kicked it out of the way. Ryan's hands were locking tight around the suffocating, pustulant neck of the mutie, throttling him into submission. Ryan felt the struggling body grow limp, but the one-eyed man wasn't taking any chances. He hung on until he felt a sharp kick on the hip.
Ryan! It's over! You nearly blew the mutie fucker clean in half with that cannon!
Hunniker yanked the corpse off and helped Ryan to his feet. He wiped the stickiness from his face for the second time in the past hour.
Over?
Yeah, it's over.
Lox?
Bought the farm. Bitch slit her throat like a pig in the slaughterhouse. Poor kid never had a chance.
Ray's wounded. Bullet in top of the leg. Went in and out clean. He's binding himself now and reckons he can walk back to the wags.
Survivors?
One. An older woman. Turned on her heel and legged it down the hill. Ben tried a shot, but she was gone. Rest her chilled.
Ryan looked down at the body on the tiled floor of the shack. The charge of the blunderbuss had hit the scabby just below the belt buckle. At point-blank range, it had, as Hunt had said, nearly blown him in two.
Ugh, fire blast. Look at my pants and shirt. Gotta have his guts all over me. And most of Walt's brains as well. I could sure use a bath.
Best get back, Ryan. Trader will be sending out a relief patrol in half an hour or so.
Yeah. How's the ammo situation?
I got enough.
Me too. Ray's low. Never carries enough to stoop.
Could be none of us had enough. I just didn't expect there to be this many of the bastards out on the hunt.
In the end, they left Lox's pale corpse up on the hillside. Ryan and Ben carried it inside out of the sun and covered it with the cleanest, dirty sheet. It was one of the trader's cardinal rules that dead members of the war wags were to be retrieved from firefights, as long as it didn't needlessly hazard anyone else's life. Ryan led the way down the valley. Ray was limping along, helped by Ben and Hun. They didn't see or hear any sign of more scabbies.
Yo! The camp! Four coming in!
The trader broke away from a discussion with a couple of the mechanics near the main drive axle of Warwag 1 and strode across the camp to greet them.
Any sign of a redoubt?
Nope, nothing.
Lox chilled?
Yeah, scabbies.
Many?
Close on 20. We chilled them all but one. Ray got a bullet clean through his leg.
The trader looked around, catching the eye of Otis, the quartermaster. He beckoned to him.
Yeah, trader?
Burial party. Six plus another six support.
Shit.
Lox?
Yeah. Scabby bitch cut her neck open. We took her into the highest building up the steep V ahead over the ridge. Covered her in a sheet. There's plenty of scabby corpses up there. And an old man with his head blown apart.
Just take care of Lox. We'll bury her this evening by the river. She'd have liked that.
The sun was sinking beyond the snow-capped mountains to the west. The sky was a cloudless gray-purple, and the shadows from the trees lay across the racing waters of the foaming river. With the exception of four quadrant guards, everyone from War Wags 1 and 2 were there, standing in a loose semicircle around the rectangular hole that a working party had dug during the afternoon. Ryan, standing next to the trader with Hun at his shoulder, could taste the tang of freshly turned earth. The pathetically small body, shrouded in a layer of stout canvas, had already been laid in the grave. Raj and Matt stood ready with shovels, waiting for the trader to say a few words.
Lox was a good mechanic. Given a few more months of riding with us, she could have become a great mechanic. Might not have been the tallest lady ever rode with us, but it didn't stop her doing her duty. And now she's gone. Don't know much about her. Don't know about her folks. They could be proud of her. I know I'm damn proud of her. We'll all miss her. Well, guess that's all. Just let's remember this moment and her grave. And if you pass this way again years to come, put a fresh sprig of something green down for Lox. All right? One verse of the hymn.
How sweet the sound that
Sydney.